President John Dramani Mahama has acknowledged the adverse effects of the load shedding management on Ghanaians, especially small and medium-scale enterprises. The situation, he said, has eroded some economic gains made last year, and it is for this reason that he is working round the clock to find a lasting solution to it. President Mahama said this when he met with the Private Sector Advisory Council at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Sethia reports.
The Private Sector Advisory Council is made up of the government, the private sector and development partner institutions. The meeting discussed, among other things, the need to review some policies and programs of the last half of last year and the new ones contained in this year's budget. President Mahama said, in spite of the energy crisis, the government will continue to extend support to the Ghanaian private sector to make them competitive.
It is government's objective, and which we're executing through the private sector policy, to develop a thriving, productive and competitive private sector to transform the source of our growth and provide greater economic opportunities to all Ghanaians. In the last year, we've given further meaning to that objective with direct financial support to certain segments of the private sector. These include the pharmaceutical industry, agribusiness, and of course the non-traditional export sector. The ongoing load management exercise as a result of a reduction in available power to be supplied to meet the huge demand that we are experiencing will definitely erode some of the gains that we made last year. I'm particularly concerned about the effects of the load management exercise on our small-scale industries and businesses, which we have together been working to develop and make a lot more competitive.
He said the government is still reviewing all the necessary legal frameworks to enhance the business environment.
In terms of the risk of doing business and the ease of doing business and our legal environment, we have seen some improvement, and I'm looking forward to greater collaboration between our local businesses and foreign partners to set up production bases here in order to expand our exports. There are huge opportunities in the implementation of our agenda for transformation and the promotion of Made in Ghana goods, and I encourage our businesses to take advantage of these opportunities. We will, especially this year, through the EDIF and other export financing institutions, support interventions that diversify Ghana's exports, particularly in the agricultural sector, in order that we can create more jobs.
The Private Sector Advisory Council includes the Ministers of Finance, Trade and Industry, President of AGI and Ghana Employers Association, as well as the USAID. Sethia reporting for Radio Ghana.